USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Prime Minister of Denmark and its royal family said to be livid after President Trump abruptly cancels a long-planned state visit to that country. Former U.S. Ambassador to Denmark Rufus Gifford says
he has the gall to say that he's canceling his trip because he thinks the trip should have been contingent on the fact that the Danes were willing to negotiate for part of their kingdom.
Reports are the president's upset over Denmark's refusal to consider selling Greenland to the U.S. The prime minister says Trump's idea of buying it is absurd. The administration now wants to hold migrant families in detention for the entire duration of their immigration proceedings. Acting Homeland Security Chief Kevin McAleenan saying the current standards incentivize illegal entry. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stealth? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrats, including many of those running for the White House, are giving President Trump some heat after he questioned how any Jewish person would ever vote for a Democrat. Trump making the controversial remark yesterday as he was appearing with the Romanian president at the White House.
I think any Jewish people that vote for a Democrat, I think it shows either a total lack of knowledge or great disloyalty.
Several Jewish organizations are accusing the president of using Jewish people as a political football. The third named storm of the year's hurricane season in the Atlantic has formed as Tropical Storm Chantal is about 485 miles southeast of Nova Scotia. There's no threat to land, though. Forecasters say the storm will stay out to sea. Uber says it's building a new business hub in the Dallas area. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Do not wash your raw chicken. Yes, that's the word from a new Department of Agriculture report that says rinsing raw chicken to remove slimy film on it could end up splattering bacteria onto other surfaces or food. USDA Undersecretary for Food Safety, Dr. Mindy Brashear, says it's easy to spread bacteria in the kitchen.
How many times are you peeling a vegetable, you drop it in the sink, and you just pick it up and go on, and so at that point you've cross-contaminated your vegetables.
She says scientists have monitored people who rinse their meat in the kitchen and found that 30% of them had their salads end up contaminated. A veteran supermodel and a short-lived White House spokesman, among other people, have something in common now. Christie Brinkley and Sean Spicer will be among those testing out their dancing skills as part of the new cast of ABC's Dancing with the Stars. The 12 new contestants for season 28 revealed on Good Morning America. Others among those 12 include Bachelorette Hannah Brown, Dawson's Creek star James Vanderbeek, former Baltimore Raven Ray Lewis, former NBA player Lamar Odom, and the Supremes singer Mary Wilson. The new season premieres on September 16th on ABC. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.